Now the Gemara says like this. Bishlei me'bachut v'chozer b'nesem b'fnim v'kulu royuli y'sufnim. So, yeah, well, first you made this rikah b'chut. Let's say the beginning, we have only one cup. So the first make this rikah b'chut is very good. Why y'chayis was rikah b'chut? Because that dam was going to be brought m'fnim. He didn't make any rikah b'fnim yet. Therefore, your first made is rikah b'chut. How about y'chayis? Those things were fit to be brought m'fnim. I will be b'fnim. So in the case where you first made this rikah b'fnim, the hell on b'chut. And then like the shirayim left over it, you made this rikah b'chut. So why is the shirayim in? L'chur is only shirayim, it's only left over dam. So why are y'chayis b'chut? It's only shirayim. It's not rikuvah. Gemara says yes. For Mani Reb Nechemiah, I'll tell you how this is going according to Nechemiah Shita. The Yom that he says, Shirei Hadam Shechivu Machut Shechayiv, that the leftover of the dam that he had before by the Chatos HaPanim, but he holds the Chatos HaPanim. If you do not make the Shirayim on the Yisrael of Mezerah, he's saying, you're not Yotzi Yishaporim. That's what since Nikuva, if you make the Zerik of the Shirayim Machut, Yechayiv Chorus. Gemara asks, Here we have our mission is going to Nechemiah, and so Amos says, let's see, what does it say in the face of our Mishnah? The face that says, what's going to be Kibbul Gomor, the Shnei Kaitis? Let's say the Kohen made a Kabbalah in two separate cups. Now, North on Shnei Mishnah, you know the Zrika, both of them inside, so part of Shita, there's no Chiyas Kodesh, he didn't make any Zrika Chutz. Shnei and Bachut, Chayis, if you make the Zrika, both of them Bachut, he Chayis. Both of them would have been wearing the pnim, therefore you do the machut shechayis with one hand in the chayiv one, with two halam and shechayis right. What's going to be echad the pnim, the echad b'chut? One cup you make a zrikas pnim, the second cup you make a zrikas chut, the says potter. The question is why? I've only on the chen you says, shirei hadam, shechriv and machut chayiv. The leftover dam, if you bring it outside, you chayiv. The chur over here is called leftover dam. True, you made a zrika with the first case, but the chur what's in the second cup is also considered shirayim. But if it's a mitzvah to put it under your side, now that you put it b'chutz, why are you potter? The chur says, "I'm Nechemia." Shmuel says, "No. I tell you, faith and also the kind of common the Reb Lezer of Shimon. The faith of our Mishnah goes according to the kind of common of Reb Lezer of Shimon. The Yomah that he says, Kais oisa dichu lechaverim." The shot is when you makabel two kaisers, two different cups of dam, when you use one cup, when you use the dam from one cup in the pnim, the second cup is not considered even shirayim. The second one is considered dichui, that there's no mitzvah to use it. The only mitzvah is only in the first kais, and the shirayim is only from the leftover in the first kais. But the second cup of chlal becomes dichui, it's not fit to be used. Therefore, if you bring it bachut, you potter. Even according to Nechemiah, that's not considered shirayim, that's why you potter. Then the Mishnah says, Lemaha Dovadim, what is this like? Lemafrish Chatosai Viyovda. The person set aside one carbon chatos and lost it. This is the first one, set aside a second one instead of it. The Achakach Nimtes Rishayim. Then he found the first one. Gemara says, Lemaha Dovadim Alomali. And what do we need this whole example for? What's the purpose of it? Shita. Gemara says, Asai Yamani Rebbe. It goes according to Rebbe. But the Chiddush of our Mishnah is according to Rebbe Shita. The Yom that he holds, Avudir Bishas HaFrosha Mesa. Now that is Aloha. If you were mafresh first one korban for the Chatos, and you lost it, and then you were mafresh the second one, but the time when you were mafresh the second one, if the first one was lost, so the Pshat is now that this is supposed to be the korban Chatos. And then when you find the first one, if you bring any one of them, that's the korban. And the second one has a locho, like Chatos Shemesa Bala, that's when he's also, but it's Mitzcha. And therefore, if you bring the second one, Bachut, you potter. And that going with the Shnei Kaisais, that when you use one, the second one is Mitzcha. And Rochi Kram, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. Time of the Avdol, only because of the time when you set aside the second one. The first one was lost. So now it's a locho, like only one of them is a carbon Chatos, and the second one, but it's sort of like a chatish and a chatah balera. That's from Esau, and therefore you bring the tachut to Poto. But let's say in the case, or hifrit shtei chatay sachrai, let's say lechatchila, you were mafresh, set aside two kabbanis for a korban chatish. And with an achrayis, that let's say one gets lost, you use the other one. for such a case, Chodem Minayim Mikol Oimu, that really both of them are fit to be brought with him. And therefore, in the case where you're Mashrish Lechatchila, two Korbanos, like two animals, for the Korban Chatos Lachrai, even if you bring one with him, and then the second one you check Pachut, then you would be Chayim for Shkut Echut. That's the Kiddush. Only over here, that when you amount with the second one, the first one was lost. The second one, that's the Mokam Dika Korban Chatos. Now later, when you find the first one, only one of them has a din to be brought for Korban Chatos. And the second one would have a locha, like a Chatos, she makes the Baleh, that's for Nisha's love. Therefore, if you bring one, this Nim, and the second one, Mechut Kipoto. And the Gemara says, who could have a Fudu Amarav, like a Fudu Amarav says, the other Fudu Amarav. Osham, Shanitagliwe Iyam, let's say you have a Korban Osham. That's not fit to be brought for the Korban Osham. So you have to let it pasture in the field. Let's take an Osham to tip the Baleh. He has to now let it pasture in the field until it becomes a Balmum. And then with the money you buy another carbon. So let's say before it became a Balmum, you took this Osham, that's Nitzik Luria, meaning you were ready this Chapu Baleh with another carbon Osham. Now the Shachutu Stam, if you check this carbon Stam, Koshim Ria becomes into a carbon Ela. So that's the Lacha, called by a Chapus at Mesa, by an Osham at Raya. So I call upon you to see by an Osham, the second one becomes into a carbon Ela. The same thing would be by carbon Chapus. When your mouth goes to them, Lechatchila Fachrayis, that even when you bring one of them for the Korban Chatos, the second one is kosher for Korban Eilo. And therefore, if you shech the second one Bachutz, you'd be chay for Shkut Echutz, because it was fit to be brought up in him. The Moses says, Mugami, what's one after the other? Hosham Osham Zohar, the Eilo Zohar. It's very good. An Osham is only from a Zohar, and it can become into a Korban Eilo, which is also only from a Zohar. Avra Chatos, but by Korban Chatos, the Kezi, sometimes you can set up a Chatos supposed to be in the Kezi. So, and in the Kezi, it can't be a Korban Eilo. So how do you say so pushed that the second Achrayis, the second Chatos was made Achrayis, to come into a Korban Eilo? And the Kezi can't be a Korban Eilo. So my answer is yes. My answer is, Amr Adhiya, the Yustini, the Sayer Nasi. We're talking about what a Nasi does the Chet. And he has to bring a Korban Sayer, he has to bring a Zohar. So his Chatos is a Zohar. So he was Mafrish, two Sirim, Lachrayis, and then he brought one of them. And of course the second one turns out to be a Korban Olam. So when he brought Pachut, he'd be Chayim Veshut Echut. That's what Mishnah teaching us. The Ma'a David Omer, when you Mafrish Chatos are here, not that Lechatchila you are Mafrish two Chatos, but you only Mafrish one. And then he got lost. And while the first one was lost, he set a second one. That second one is not ever going to come into the Anayla. But out of these two, one is a Chatos, and the second one is Nidcha, is like a Chatos and a Chapa Bela, which is Levi's Fazla. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Where it's a Moshul, that here by the two Kaisai, the second one is Nidcha, just like here, the second Korban Chatos is also Nidcha, it's Levi's Fazla, therefore you make the Shchut Tachut, and the second Chatos, Yipotah. How do you learn from our Sheikh at Yamayla? Now the Mishnah says, that the poros chatis she sold for chutz megitom, poros chatis means the poraduma, if they made the slave or they burned it in the wrong place, not the place it's supposed to be, the place it's supposed to be, it's called megitom, place it's done to a gospel, see in the Gemara, that the kids, you burned it in the wrong place, or else the chen soy hamasaleach, the special service, burn your kippur, send out la zevim, if you shekriv of achutz, you shecht it outside. The locher is potter. There's no din shchut echut for a korban is chutz here. Remember, because supposed to serve him a yikra, the yom tefach ayu moed lo yeviyo. We were the list of shchut echut, something that's supposed to be brought inside, and it's allowed but not to bring it outside. So the darshin, kol shein and roi lo yom tefach ayu moed, hen chayav molov. Something like the par aduma, or the seri mishaleach, but its avoid is not fit to be brought inside the azor itself. It's supposed to be done outside. So even though you're doing it in the wrong place, you're not chayiv for shchutei aloi is chutz. Then the Mishnah says, what can be an animal that's a roiva, means an animal, a par, that lived with an isha, or else a nirva, that means a poro, that lived with a man, a muksa, an animal that was set aside to be worshipped by a vodizara, or else a nevad, where he actually worshipped this animal, or esnan, the present that was given for a zayna, that the pay, he gave an animal for pay, all these traits of these animals are possible for korban, the amechir, or an animal that he sold for a dog, the achalayim, the atreifor, an animal that's a klein with mermaid, like from a tayish of merocho, two different meaning, the atreifor, an animal that's a treifor, like the juice of chayim, or else the yaitse basin, an animal that was not born normally through the rechem, but it cut out through the side, shekrivu machut. Let's say you are makdish an animal like this, and now they are makdish bachut, also part of, in Afchayev Chorus, Shemem, the Apostle says, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, you only chayev something that's fit to be brought inside the Mishkan Hashem. So we dash in, Kol Sheinu Roi Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, Ein Chayev Malov. Any animal that's not fit to be brought for Korban inside, if you bring it bachut, he's not chayev. Balei Mum, let's say you have an animal that's a Balmum, you have a Korban that's a Balmum, Bein Balei Mum and Kavuyim, whether the Mum is a Balmum Kavuyim that can never be healed,